games. And there was the there was Blades of Steel, where you were, it was a hockey game where you could fight a lot.
I remember Blades of Steel. That was great.
It was a great game. Yeah, see,
there's the tremendous scene. Remember in Swingers, the movie back in the day, where they're playing Blades of Steel, and you know, you could make the guy bleed if you really beat him in the fight. Like, it wasn't like very graphic, but it was like, oh, you really won that fight. The guy would like bleed a little bit on the ice.
I also wanted to bring up, of all the nightmare scenarios you have from an event, you've never been to Burning Man, right? You don't strike me as a Burning Man kind of guy.
I've been to the one in Nashville, like outside
really?
Of Nashville. What's it called? Like,
I don't know.
Bonnaroo. I've been to Bonnaroo.
Because Burning Man out in the desert, people got stuck in an 8-hour traffic jam to leave.
Not
hell for me. Is a traffic jam that's more than an hour, and I honestly start to lose my mind. 8 hours in a traffic jam, you can't move, you can't go anywhere. I don't know. Things would get ugly.
There's probably a lot of illicit substances involved, and you probably don't feel that good leaving Burning Man. Would be a lot of hangovers, in other words, and an 8-hour traffic to leave would be awful. They have helicopters that'll fly you in and out. I think I'd probably be a helicopter guy. No telling what that costs, but I would rather pay than sit in an 8-hour traffic jam.
Definitely the way to go. Team, we got more for all of you tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe to the Clay and Buck podcast. Tell somebody about it. Tell your independent neighbor, hey, listen to these guys, Clay and Buck. They're pretty good.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
No surprise here, the original My Slippers from MyPillow are almost completely sold out. Because of this, Mike Lindell is introducing brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals, and they're priced as low as $29.98. This is only for a limited time.
My wife has already got hers. These slippers made with a four-layer design to ensure comfort. They also have breathable fabric so you can wear them all year round. The slides and sandals, extremely comfortable, durable, due to the patented impact gel. That's slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with promo code Clay and Buck.
Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use promo code Clay and Buck to receive this incredible limited-time offer. They come with a 1-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's MyPillow.com, promo code Clay and Buck, or call 800-792-3269. Again, that's 800-792-3269.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
From the very beginning, and every workday since, at every shift, and every individual effort, we carry a common purpose, a common cause. It's a duty we proudly honor, knowing behind every product we build is your faith in us. Dedicated to the craft of gunmaking. Dedicated to your freedom, equality, security, and the promise of this great country. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans. Learn more at smith-wesson.com.
Attention men and women between the ages of 18 and 65. If you suffer from excessive hair loss, thinning, or balding, write down this important phone number, 702-623-9040. The Doctors of Hair Clinic has medical experts to determine the cause of your hair loss and provide the best solution to help you restore your hair and confidence. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved technologies, Doctors of Hair can regrow or restore your areas of hair loss. Offering cool laser therapy, neograft hair transplant, and platelet-rich plasma, Doctors of Hair will find the right solution for you. No drugs, no linear scarring, no regrets. Call today at 702-623-9040 and let the compassionate medical experts evaluate you with a free consultation. A natural head of hair is just a phone call away. Call Doctors of Hair at 702-623-9040. That's 702-623-9040. Or visit doctorsofhair.com. Doctors of Hair, your experts in hair
Live
restoration.
From the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. In California today,
they all have to kind of pitch in together because if they don't, the companies will start doing rolling blackouts through the neighborhoods just to make sure that they don't overload the circuit.
National Weather Service meteorologist Adam Rourke in Southern California says there's a hot dome of high pressure sitting over the region,
bringing very above normal temperatures to all of Southern California. Today is actually going to be the coolest day of the next three, but we're still looking at high temperatures in the 100s to 110 degree range.
State energy officials say the electrical load this afternoon could top 51,000 megawatts. That's the highest demand the state has ever seen. Also at townhall.com, the U.S. Southeast and much of the Northeast trying to dry out after heavy rainfall. Among the hardest hit areas in this weekend's storms was Northwest Georgia, where 12 inches of rain fell in some spots. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp on Sunday declared a state of emergency in Chattanooga and Floyd counties. Liz Truss is the new British Prime Minister after being appointed by the Queen at Balmoral Castle in Scotland.
Truss has become Britain's new PM, replacing Boris Johnson in the post. The former Foreign Secretary immediately needs to confront a major task ahead, curbing soaring prices. She'll also need to ease labour unrest and fix a healthcare system burdened by long waiting lists and staff shortages. Another top-of-the-box item is the energy crisis triggered by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The conflict threatens to push energy bills to unaffordable levels, shutter businesses and leave the nation's poorest people shivering in icy homes this winter. Charles de Ledesma, London.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 192 points, the NASDAQ off 88. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable, single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police Captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the City Council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The reported backup southbound on the 15 into California yesterday to end the Labor Day weekend was about 10 miles long, but work on the holiday occurrence is already underway. A fix for that, a $12 billion project to restripe and repave southbound shoulder on Interstate 15 to use as a third lane during those high traffic times like holidays began on August 22nd. That work is expected to be finished by later this fall. Wild Wild West Hotel Casino is riding off into the sunset. Tonight at midnight, Station Casinos is closing the property on Tropicana west of the 15, saying it plans to demolish and redevelop the land. The company has been busy this year announcing plans to demolished the three casinos, which never reopened after the COVID-19 pandemic began and they are selling off their land. The excessive heat warning has been extended again today, this time through Thursday evening. Power conservation is going to be essential in the Las Vegas Valley today, tomorrow, and it could possibly be one of the warmest times of the year. We are expecting high temperatures today to reach 111 degrees right now. It's 102.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Seeing a little bit of congestion there on Interstate 15 southbound at Flamingo. You know, those HOV lanes are under repair between Tropicana and Warm Springs. That's causing a bottleneck effect. And you'll touch the brakes as you enter the downtown Spaghetti Bowl, US 95 eastbound at Southern Rancho.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, September 6th, 63 days out from a midterm election. We're going to talk about that. But first, I do want to introduce to you the smartest woman in the state of Nevada, because she beat the heat. She's in northern Nevada. She is the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. She is Megan Barth, and she joins us. Megan, give us a weather report so we can all salivate.
Well, I think it's in the 70s right now, but I think we actually are going to get up to the 90s today.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Yesterday it was, yeah, I know. Yesterday, though, in Reno, it was like 110 degrees. So we're fighting up here with Las Vegas as far as who could be hotter.
Oh, my God. Do you think anybody in their right mind will crank their air conditioning down to 78 degrees?
Well, if we crank it any lower than 78 degrees, we get fined, right? We have an extra fee that we have to pay to end the energy. I like to set mine at 74, 76, but then I get, you know, a $400 or $500 electric bill. Imagine if I had an electric car, that bill would more be like, probably $600, $700. Where do these people with EVs think their electricity is coming from? Fairy dust? No, it comes from coal. And so one of the pictures actually I posted on my Reagan Babe Facebook page yesterday was an EV, an electric vehicle, broke down in West Virginia. So guess who pushed the car to safety? A bunch of coal miners.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's amazing. A bunch of coal miners, actually. Let me ask you, though. I mean, when you get weather like this, in the state of Texas and places like that, this to me gives all of us really good fodder to be able to say this EV thing, this electric vehicle thing, is simply not going to work, that our nation's not ready for it. To me, this is exhibit A on why it will never, ever, ever work.
Well, we're not ready for it. And the fact that California has gone along and banned any new gas-powered vehicle by 2035 is only going to put a strain further. If everyone's driving EVs, it's going to strain their broken down electrical grid even further. I can speak from a broken down electrical grid perspective, not only just living in California through numerous blackouts, which is one of the reasons why I've moved to Nevada, but now I'm living in blackouts in Nevada. In northern Nevada, we are constantly, yesterday, we did not have power or internet for over 6 hours. Great Labor Day. I hope you weren't cooking. Nonetheless, we have a stressed out power grid because our grid is old. Normally, all of the infrastructure that the Democrats keep talking about, all these taxes that go to infrastructure, simply just go to line the pockets of their crony friends. They certainly aren't going to repairing the existing grid or expanding the existing grid. Most of the money from the America Rescue Act, or whatever it's called, went into charging stations. And so now we have all these brand new charging stations. So if you want to drive from northern Nevada to southern Nevada, you're going to have to add 2 hours onto your drive so you can stop and charge your electric vehicle at one of these new charging stations. How are trucks going to get around California or Nevada if Sisolak follows Gavin Newsom, his brother, in politics, if he follows them to ban gas-powered vehicles or the sale of new gas-powered vehicles? We don't have electric semis. We don't have electric farming equipment. We don't have electric ag equipment. We do not have the existing electrical grid to support these pie-in-the-sky green fantasies that are, you know, the existential threat, this climate change that the Democrats keep talking about. We simply aren't there yet. And when you look at Germany, for example, guess what they're going back to, which is actually green? Nuclear power.
Yeah. In fact, I remember when France, I don't think it's, I think these numbers need to be updated, but at one point, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, France got 80% of its energy from nuclear. Nuclear.
Right. Yeah, and nuclear is actually very clean based on all of the advances and technology that has been created around nuclear energy, very clean. Hydroelectric, the dams that we have here, Hoover Dam, et cetera, very clean way to deliver energy. But the Democrats are hell-bent on solar farms and wind farms, which are dependent on weather. And they're also dependent, specifically solar farms, on massive amounts of water, which is simply a resource that we do not have an abundance of.
It's incredible to me. By the way, how has anybody ever made a guesstimate on what it would take to rebuild, quote, rebuild the electric grid in our country? I mean, is it a $2 trillion, $10 trillion? I mean, what?
Well, the Democrats don't seem to have any problem spending money on their fantasies, especially when it comes to Ukraine. If Ukraine is in this huge, massive war with Russia, why is the president over here today ringing the bell on the New York Stock Exchange? Why are videos coming out of Ukraine after we've sent them now $80 billion or so? Images are coming, people partying on the streets in Kiev, having a grand old time. I don't see any shellings or bombings going on. So the Democrats can always find money for something, but they can never find money to repair the damage and the destruction that they leave behind in the wake of their policies.
I want to switch gears, talk about a story that came up over the weekend, you and I think, have talked about this over the years, that when we get to holidays like Memorial Day and Labor Day and Christmas and all of that, I go into what is I like to call the holiday information bubble, or HIB, where I don't watch the cable news. I don't do much of anything related to news or current events. But one of the things that came up over the weekend was the tragic death of RJ investigative reporter Jeff Gehrman. Did you know Jeff by chance? I never met him.
I never met Jeff. I remember reading some of his stories. I'm always fascinated in mob stories, and that's something that he covered extraordinarily well. But as an investigative reporter, I can tell you that it is, if you hit the wrong hornet's nest, You never know what bee is going to come out and sting you. I don't know if his work is related to his unfortunate and untimely death, and brutal. He was stabbed to death. But the LVMPD has released a picture of a suspect who they believe that perhaps was involved in Jeff's murder. And I wrote about it this morning and just shared just a small tribute from the Nevada Globe to Jeff because, you know, reporters, especially in Jeff's line of work, investigative reporting, can be a very dangerous job. Speaking the truth, obviously, right now is a very dangerous job, especially with this regime. But no, I did not know Jeff. But my condolences, obviously, to his family, his friends, and his colleagues at the RJ. He had, obviously, a great career over 40 years of columnist work, reporter work, investigative work. And our county, Clark County, will definitely miss his contribution.
Yeah, and again, I'm one of those guys that says let's let the cops do what the cops do and let's investigate and find out what happened. There's been a lot of speculation. Was it mob related? Was it somebody, as you say, the hornet's nest that Jeff may have come in contact with? There's a lot of that. We'll talk, I'm sure, more about this as more facts come out and as we arrest a suspect. I hope it's going to be sooner rather than later. More to come with Megan Barth, editor-in-chief of the Nevada Globe. Globe.com from ReaganBabe.com. Megan Barth will be back with us in just a couple of minutes. Stay where you are. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Be honest with me. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants, even sporting events or concerts? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me, not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. I knew I had to do something. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root from my favorite boutique hotel in Las Vegas, Ahern Hotel. Located on Sahara, just west of the famous Vegas Strip, Ahern is the place for conservatives at conservative events in Vegas. It's Wayne Root's home base in Vegas. Ahern is a modern boutique hotel with 200 well-appointed hotel rooms and 28,000 square feet of meeting, events, and conference space. The hotel is non-gaming, non-smoking, and has no resort fees or parking fees. Ahern Hotel is perfect for holiday parties, banquets, luncheons, weddings, and receptions, from intimate to extravagant. In fact, you can buy out the entire hotel. That's right, for one flat rate, you and your guests will have access to all the hotel has to offer, including rooms, suites, event spaces, the pool, and cabanas, unlimited food and drinks. For a limited time, if you tell them War sent you, you'll get 20% off. Book now at 725-214-4950. That's 725-214-4950. Or visit AhernHotel.com. AhernHotel.com. Tell them War sent you.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you.
But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the mountains of Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, and Utah.
The deserts of Arizona and Nevada. The Pacific coasts of Washington, Oregon, and California.
To the wilderness of Alaska and islands of Hawaii and Guam.
We are here. Here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference.
Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
She's chilling in northern Nevada. We're talking about Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, the editor-in-chief of a great new platform, the NevadaGlobe.com. The NevadaGlobe.com. 63 days away from Election Day. And, Megan, I'm troubled because I watch cable news. I watch sports on TV. And all I see are Democrat PAC ads. And I don't see a lot of ads for Sheriff Joe. I don't see a lot of ads for any of the Republican candidates. Is the spending a little skewed in favor of the Democrats, you think?
Well, not according to reports. It seems like they're about neck and neck when it comes to spending in Nevada. They definitely exceed $20 million. I would say probably approaching $30 million. So we're playing on equal footing as far as it comes to spending, but I have to ask if we're playing on equal footing when it comes to time slots. You know, every once in a while I'll catch, I don't watch TV, but every once in a while my mom will have it on or my friend will have it on, and it might be crime time, right? And I see back-to-back Sisolak, Masto ads, et cetera. Don't see any Lombardo or Laxalt ads at that time. So I'm not really sure when the ads for the Republican candidates are airing, but I'm not seeing them either.
Give me your sense of the big red wave that we've been promising. Then all of a sudden we've got the Roe v. Wade overturning, and we've got this and we got that. And now it's the anti-fascist stuff. All of a sudden, people are now saying, well, maybe it won't be a big red wave. And some are even saying it might be a trickle of a red wave. What is your sense 63 days out?
Well, I think it might be a trickle. As long as the economy, which all polls are showing, is the primary concern amongst eligible voters. However, I have been hearing reports that candidates are not door knocking. And I was shocked, especially when we're talking about tight races. When we look at the polling, all of the races are within the margin of error. And so we'll change these races from a tight race to perhaps an advantage to many of these politicians or candidates that are running is door knocking. It's not rocket science. It's getting in front of the voters. I mean, even one of Obama's lackeys wrote on how important getting in front of voters is. That's not at town halls, and it's not at Raiders games or state fairs or what have you, those are helpful. But it's good old-fashioned walking precincts and knocking on doors. I spoke to a group up here, the St. Rose Republican Women, and I told them that I truly believe that in this election, in this midterm election, it is going to be the rural county turnout that is going to